surviving the format itself as far as how the actual gameplay works.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun because these questions are about anything. Not just anthro-based, not anime-based. They could be about anything. Now,
I'm not smart.
Basically, as far as a quick history, though, now, this game is called Past Again. Now, this is actually inspired by a short-lived game show that was on CBS back in 1978 called Pass the Buck. It was on for about 3 months. And it was actually a really fun game show itself. A lot of, again, very quick-paced and a lot of fun in general. Didn't last very long on TV, obviously, but I've been bringing it to conventions since 2014, so let's see how we do with it tonight. And we got a lot of great stuff that you guys can win. It's all in the suitcase I have over here. I got everything from lots and lots of packs of Pokemon cards. I have...
Oh, yes.
Not acting.
Well, I said not really about anime, but I have anime figures. I even have smartphones. So I also have a bunch of other good stuff. Manga books, posters, I got a bunch of good swag.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And so
we met walk
out. Oh.
Who wants to play as a contestant?
Me.
This is getting tough. You know what? This guy's going to be my judge here. How would you pick some contestants here? Well, I got to get Bluetooth ready on this thing. All right, Richard is going to help me pick here. Okay. Yep. Take a seat right there.
Red hair in the back.
Just watch out for my tablet. Red hair in the back.
Oh, red. Okay.
Oh, red hair.
Thank you.
Red hair. No.
I can't hear anything.
Come on in.
I know. It's such good years and you can't hear. Oh,
me or? I was going with the guy behind you, but.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No. Sit back down.
Okay. I'm just going to do a quick test, guys, to make sure that everything is being built here. Can we get two more people, right?
I got four. I thought.
Alright.
Does that have four people coming up? Oh, okay. Yeah, you can go.
There we go.
Sure.
Yay!
I thought someone else could start a cushion.
All right.
Short term, short term. Short term, short
term. Good job.
I like it. All right. How are you guys all doing today?
Good.
Awesome. All right. Let's get your names so we can make sure that we have the right people here for this first part.
No. I don't think you see it.
What are your names?
Real names or
anything you want?
Is that the first question?
anything you want. How about anything?
Six.
That's short in that, so I can make it easier for me to remember.
ACR.
And finally.
Wow, treasure dog.
Save one more.
You're hitting it pretty low for that, though.
Let's see here. Which one do you want, both or just one?
They're the same name.
We'll just do Miles then.
Yeah, that's fine.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
Go, Miles.
Yes. And I want you guys to look behind you here. And I want you to watch this little animation here, alright? These four contestants today are going to be battling it out. Only one person will survive and win all the money. From Anthro New England 2020, welcome to Pass the Yen! I'm very glad to be back here for my sixth straight year, and I want you to watch this because I'm going to explain the rules of the game right now as we go along. So I am the host of this guy right here, Richard, my good friend here. He's also a judge. So here's how the rules of the game work. Contestants will be answering questions that is given by the host for one contestant at a time, from left to right, from my left to right, so starting with you and then going down to you.
Okay.
Must keep giving a correct answer relating to the question that I give you, and we'll play a practice round so you have nothing to worry about to begin with. We'll make sure you guys understand the game before we fully get into it. If a contestant gives an unacceptable or duplicate answer or takes too long to give an answer, they will be buzzed out.
Okay.
The next person will then have a chance to eliminate that contestant by giving their own correct answer to the same question.
Okay.
Every correct answer builds up money in an established bank. The bank will start off at 100 yen and will go up by 25 yen for every correct answer. After certain intervals, correct answers will be worth even more at that point. It goes up at the even higher intervals once you reach certain checkpoints. Gameplay ends when there was only one remaining player left out of the four that were on stage. The remaining solo player will win all the money accumulated in the bank and will then go on to a bonus round to try to win an additional 5,000 yen on top of that. Once you get eliminated, then you go take a seat. Only the person that actually survives and plays the bonus round can stay up for the next game afterwards, but we'll get three new people afterwards. Some people know how to play this. How this game is played, so... If the same contestant makes it to the bonus round more than once, every bonus round at that point going forward for that contestant will be worth 10,000 yen, not 5,000. And all money won can be used to buy prizes from the prize lot that I have over there. Alright, so... Let's see here. Tomorrow, Sticks, ECR, and Miles. Let's do a practice round, all right?
Okay.
Yes, here you go. All right. Money's our way for a practice round here. You know what you're doing, right?
Yes.
You put anywhere, correct answer,
left click for correct, right click for.
Click the bank for that. Let's play a practice question, all right? So. Starting off, Kamara here, give me any person's name that begins with the letter J, in general.
Jake.
Okay?
Jason.
Okay.
Is this?
Yep. Yeah, this is practice, you don't have to play. Okay, if you want, that's fine. You
Julie.
What?
Julie.
Julie, yep. Tuesday. I go back to you.
Jason.
Okay.
Juan.
Yep.
Jonathan.
Jackie. Jose. Jose.
Julia.
Julia, yep.
Johnson.
Johnson, yeah, that's a what? James, yep.
Jameson.
Jameson.
Jordana.
Okay.
Junior.
It's Junior, Junior.
But basically, here's what happens. So here, either way, let's just, we have to get a wrong answer eventually to show you how this game works. So basically, if you get buzzed out, then can you give me any correct answer that has not been sent already?
Josephine.
What?
Josephine.
Josephine, yes, that would have been correct. So you would have been eliminated, and then there would have only been three people left, and then we would go into a different question at that point.
Okay.
There are some twists that we have in terms of these questions. Some of these questions are list-based, where there's only a set number of correct answers. Some questions have bonuses attached to them. And some are either-or questions, so I basically ask you, is it this or that? And then you got to give me the answer, and then if it's right, then you survive, and I keep going.
Okay.
Now, let's just say if you faltered, and let's just say you then also faltered, you could eliminate both of them.
Okay.
So no one is safe on any question. Mm-hmm. And if every single person fails, if we have a question where every single person cannot eliminate anyone, that's what we call a standoff. Everyone survives, but there is a little bit of a catch to that. Everyone survives, but if you have three straight questions where we all fail, we reset the whole bank. We don't want to have that happen. All right, so do we have a rough idea as to how this game works, guys?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And the values you get increase once you hit 500.
And watch what happens.
For then after that, it's 100 at 1,000.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
It's 75 yen at 1,000.
Oh, it's
7,500. Oh, it's 2,500.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's all right, though. You're good. All right, so Rich. My friend,
what
judge. Just hit, actually. I got you covered here. Okay. Oops. Sorry. There we go. All right. So, Rich, what do you want to do for our first question?
I picked up two. Let us start with four.
Question number four. All right. Yep, I've done this question many times before. Here we go again. So here we go. Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. So if I'm going to grab this one more time, so I make sure. All right. So Mark, Sticks, ACR, and Miles. We all know that the winters in New England can be brutal. Let's take this time to make you guys some money by talking about it. To survive this round, naming anything you associate with winter or just with even really cold weather in general, since it seems like winter lasts half the year up here anyways. All right. So... Tomorrow, we'll start with you. Just name anything that you associate with either winter or just really cold weather in general, okay? Here we go. Shoveling, I would say, is absolutely right. Our judge accepts it. We go on to sticks.
Road salt.
Road salt? Yeah, I hate that. It destroys my car. ACR.
Snowball fights.
Snowball fights, that's good.
Snowblower.
What?
Snowblower.
Snowblower, yes. Come back to you.
Skiing.
Skiing, absolutely.
Winter tires?
Oh, yes. I just got mine not too long ago.
We're sitting outside and stop sweating.
Rich takes that. Let's go back to Miles.
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding. Nice job.
Plowing.
Plowing, yep.
Slush?
Yep, he takes it. I leave him in control of this. He says it's correct or not.
Hot chocolate?
Definitely.
Ice.
Okay. Here, let's do this, Richard. Let's limit this to two more full rounds, so eight more answers total, and then they'll all survive.
Okay.
Keep going.
Oh, my turn?
Yep.
There is a snowball pie, right?
Snowballs, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not your... Can you give us a different answer? Five seconds.
Four.
Five.
Four.
Iced coffee.
He doesn't take that. Sticks, can you eliminate Mara?
Snowboarding?
Was that snowboarding? Oh no! So ACR, can you eliminate both of them?
A nice cozy fireplace.
Fireplace. Oh. Yes, they said that. Oh. All right. Round of applause. Okay. So you guys can take a seat. We might get you back up again later.
Wow, I can take this seat then.
That'd be nice. Alright. So we gotta go on to a new question.
Nice job.
You keep going.
I thought I was going to
I need to write it on something else, I guess.
I didn't
write it on Just give me 1 second, guys. Programs/websites or brand names. All you have to do is tell me which one of the two came out first.
Are these ones in the bank?
We'll keep that. Okay, be nice to them.
Are you going to do easy ones?
These will start off very easy and get progressively harder as we go along. 15 correct answers and you all survive. Here is a bonus. If you get a correct initial answer, I will then ask you what year that first piece of technology came out as a free guess. If you guess that year right, your correct answer will be worth triple for the bank.
Help.
So, the main important thing is I'm going to ask you which piece of technology came up first. That's your main important goal. And then if you can get that right, then as a free guess, you can take a guess at to what year that piece of technology came out. And if you get that right, then it's worth triple for the bank. Okay? Here we go. Which piece of technology came out first? Actually, we do want to start with you, AC. We're going to start with Miles because you were the last person to answer.
Okay.
Here we go, Miles. Which piece of technology came out first? CDs or DVDs?
CDs.
Absolutely, yep. And basically, that brings us up to 700.
Little audio.
It'll come out eventually. Just hit it again. And just, yeah, it's fine. Come on, worry about it. Ding. Now, here's the question. What year did CDs come out?
I don't know the actual answer, but 1983.
Close, 1982.
Oh! Okay.
Very close. Here's the next one, ACR. The iPhone or the iPod?
The iPod.
Absolutely. Right. There you go.
Yes.
I don't know why that's doing that, but oh well. All right, the iPod. What year did that come out?
Which one?
Nope, 2001. All right. Here's the next one. The Apple iPad or the Apple AirPods?
iPod.
Shh.
No, I would say iPad.
iPad. Yes, that is correct. Nice.
Oh, I'm fine.
Yep.
Are we allowed to phone
call? No. So. Because someone yelled it out in the audience, I'm going to skip you and give you an initial correct answer and go back to Miles as a freebie here. But because we actually didn't get to do the bonus, Miles, you got to still tell me, do you know what year the iPad first came out?
Again, I don't know the actual answer, but 2003?
No, so the iPad came out in 2010, yep. Exactly.
Yeah, I wasn't on that.
Oh, we're fighting over the mouse. Give me a second. Let me just make sure that this thing.
That's like,
why does the mouse keep moving?
Hey!
Yay!
Hey. Hey.
I'm
right.
Yeah. All right. Let's
eventually, it'll work. I think the issue is that speaker's on like a delay. So if like you wait a few seconds, you'll actually like have a really bad delay. But it doesn't really matter because the main important thing is that you guys are getting correct answers. Skipping you because he got a freebie out of that kind of from the audience, unfortunately. So, but it's all right. So again, it ain't fair to you. We're skipping you. We're giving you another correct answer initially. Here we go back to you, Miles. You're gonna love this one. USB Type C or micro USB?
I think micro USB.
USB is correct. Nice job. All right. Yeah. And if that doesn't work, you can also put that little speaker on the very bottom right. That'll do it.
I'll have to click twice because the speaker button won't.
It's all right. Okay. Now, here's the question. What year did micro USB come out?
2012.
Oh, 2007. USB Type-C came out in 2014, if you are wondering. Okay. Here's the next one. Rest in pieces. AOL Instant Messenger or Skype?
That's easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a lot of excuses.
I'm
going to
say Skype.
No, it's AOL Instant Messenger. I'm sorry. AOL Instant Messenger came out in 1997, and Skype came out in 2003. Miles, to win the game, what came out first, Microsoft Word or Microsoft PowerPoint?
I'm going to say Word.
Word is correct. Yeah! Here we go. So, Miles, here is the bonus round for you. One second here. All right, let me actually see the mouse here really quick. So, Miles, I want you to speak nice and loudly so I can hear you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here is how the bonus round works. See how we have, now can everyone see that?
Yeah, I can see that.
See how there's four rows there?
Yep.
All right, so there's basically four different potential ways you can actually win the 5,000 FASTgain that we have here.
Okay.
The first row on the very bottom is going to have four hidden answers to a question I'm going to give you in just a second here,
okay.
Kind of similar to what the questions that we've just done.
Okay.
Your goal is to name as many answers as you can in a 15-second span to try to reveal the four answers we've hidden.
Okay.
If you can reveal all four answers, you win the 5,000 yen. However, if you reveal at least one, no matter what happens, you'll survive the question, and then you'll go up to the second row afterwards,
okay.
And that'll be three hidden answers to another question, so
okay.
You get a second chance, and potentially a third chance and a fourth chance.
Okay, I feel
this is done. Okay, here we go. Let's give them some encouragement, guys. about absolutely anything.
Yep.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to reveal the question. I'm not going to start the timer. You can see the timer's right there.
Okay.
I'll give you a few seconds to think about this. All right, here's one I've actually done before in the bonus round. Name any brand of chewing gum, just any type of brand of gum in general. You got some of mine? Think of a few. No help from the audience whatsoever, please. Just name as many as you can. Thinking?
Yeah.
All right. Name as many as you can in 15 seconds. Your goal is to name all four that we've hidden. If you reveal all four, you win the 5,000 yen. But if you reveal at least one, then you'll survive the question.
Okay.
You have 15 seconds. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right. Wrigley, Double Bubble, Winnerby, let's see.
The main important thing is that you survived.
Yeah.
The three that you did not reveal were Trident, Extra, and Orbit.
Okay,
here we go to the next one here. The next question. Oh, and by the way, well, before I forget, because you revealed one answer, you also won additional money. You just won an extra 100 yen right there.
Okay.
Nice job. Oh, here we go. This kind of can relate to this convention here in a way. Name any animal you might typically see in the zoo. All right. You got some in mind here?
Yeah.
Think very carefully.
Yeah.
15 seconds. Ready? And go.
All right. Lion, tiger, bear, fox, cow, bird.
One more.
Elephant. Let's see. Crocodile.
No! Can you think of one that was not mentioned?
Giraffe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Giraffe.
Zebra.
Okay. Here we go. And I'm saying you might typically see it. I'm not saying you will always see it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I thought we would have gotten another one eventually, but yeah.
You win 150 yen for each card case from the second row, so that's so far you've won an additional 400 yen.
Totally, you're
at a total of 1,300, so pretty good.
Okay.
Here we go to the third question here, guys. Name anything that is primarily the color green. Anything. Okay? You got some in mind?
Anything at all
that is primarily the color green. And I'm not talking about stuff that you can turn into the color green with like dyes and stuff like that. I'm talking about stuff that naturally is the color green.
Okay.
15 seconds. Ready and go.
Okay. Tree, black, winter, let's see. That's a really color green.
Time is
grass.
Up.
Money?
What's the most obvious one?
Money.
Grass.
Oh, grass.
The last one's actually a food.
Lime.
Apples.
Broccoli.
All right, so as a quick recap here, you won 400 yen in the bonus round right there, and you get to play the main game again. Let's give them a round of applause, guys. You want to move over a little bit more?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let's make sure this is
good. Scoot over.
Okay, perfect. All right.
There we go.
Now, I need your names now.
Oh.
Ren.
Ren.
Ren. R-E-N. Ren. Your name.
Oh.
Alex?
How do you still
have Ty Pod.
Ty Pod.
That's my Dutchie's name.
Ren. Alex. Ty Pod and Miles. Cool. Gotcha. All right. I think we're good to go. Now, does everyone in the audience kind of know how this game works now, or does anyone need an explanation again? I think we're good. Okay.
So how much is Miles at?
That was,
oops. Oh, you probably, no, you didn't win. How much do you win that bonus round?
400.
Yes. 1300.
Yeah, shot. Okay.
here. All right, Rich, what would you like to do? The next question.
I'm going with 11.
Okay, 11.
Here we go.
Are you guys all set? Do you need any explanation as to how we do this? Here we go. Oh, yes. This, oh, God. This one is so evil.
Name all the presidents of the United States.
That actually used to be a question. But here's one that will really get you guys thinking. I will help you guys out with this, at least so that you understand the question to begin with. I'll give you a couple example answers so that you kind of know what I'm doing here. All right. To survive this round, I'm going to give you a three-letter word. You must then replace one of those three letters in that word to make a different three-letter word, and then you must spell it out as well. You are not allowed to use the same letter more than once in terms of a replacement, and you cannot rearrange the order of the letters.
Okay.
Yes.
I get it, actually.
Okay. Basically, we need to use the whole alphabet for this question in terms of three-letter words, except for the letter Q, because I can't think of any three-letter words that begin with the letter Q.
Wait, it's for the
Q.
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple examples.
This is
okay. All right. So here's an example answer. I'm going to give you basically four answers so you know exactly how I'm doing this. All right. So the first answer is map. I then replace the letter M with the letter S to make sad. I then replace the letter D at the end with a T to make sat. And then I replace the letter
S with B to make bat.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you get that? Okay. Now, here is the word I'm going to start you guys off with. This should hopefully make it a little easier to begin with because it uses the first three letters of the alphabet. The word cab, C-A-B. So now you're going to have to take one of those three letters or replace it with any letter you want that's not been mentioned yet. And then create a different three-letter word, and we stem off from that. Richard, you good?
Yeah.
Good, that sounds too good. Here we go.
Terrified, let's go.
All right, here we go. Cat. Okay, there's one. Next one.
Car, C-A-R.
All right, nice, good job.
R-F-A-R.
Nice.
Ding. Hold on.
Oh, you know what? Wait a minute. Here, I'll click for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, gotcha. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
All right, Miles, go to you. Where are you? We're at car.
Par.
Car. Thank you.
That's amazing.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Sorry. So,
he's not allowed to
back to Ren. Ren. You gotta give me one that we stem from far, using any letter that we haven't used yet.
So I haven't, can't have already used it.
Right.
It is a word.
Okay.
There's three. Yeah, I can't have already used it.
A letter we haven't already used.
Yeah.
Right. I can think of a couple. I can think of several actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think I have a couple.
F-A-D.
Yeah, you haven't used D.
Yes, that's actually very good.
You're right.
That's a good answer. Give Miles a round of applause, guys. We will go to another question.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
Okay. Oh, this is for you.
Okay.
Make sure to get your good side.
I don't have a good side.
Anything you want.
It's like he's a 10.
10.
I did 4. 2 tails.
Nice. I like this one. I've actually done this one as well. All right, and this is actually a question that came from the original 1978 show that I was talking about earlier. All right, this is going to be a very neat question, but also pretty simple. We only need 10 correct answers for this for everyone to survive. Actually, since there's only three of you, we'll make it 9 answers, 3 rounds total. All right, we're going to actually start with Alex here. There we go. To survive this round, give me any person's name. However, their name must also have a secondary definition behind it in which you need to let the judge know exactly what it means. For example, the name Bill can also be a piece of money or a legal document. So, and here's the other 2 points. You are allowed to use nicknames for this question, and spelling does not matter. So as long as the pronunciation is good, then you're fine.
Does that have to be something creepy to action too?
Done.
Like, say it again.
Could it be like an action too if their name means like to do something?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, sure. We can make that. Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, it just has to have a secondary definition behind it. I'm not saying it has to be a specific item or anything like that. Just have a definition.
Just open it.
All right. Are we good?
Yeah.
Could we, like, fake what's
in the name, too? We need real names.
Damn it.
I mean, there's. I can think of several names that that it means more than one thing.
But it'd be like any, like...
And it can mean anything else. It can be a person's name, but it also has to just mean something else on top of that.
That's like every name.
The word bill is a dollar bill.
That's legit every name.
Or a piece of legal document. Okay. So, all right. As we start with you, can you give us one?
Okay. John, as in John is a bathroom.
Yep, exactly. I love
it. Nice.
Nice job. All right. So, here we go.
Miles.
Very nice. That's very good. Yes. Exactly. All right.
Rich as in to be wealthy.
Very nice. There you go.
That's
all right, we're through one round. All right. Bo?
Go ahead. As in to Bo.
Yep. Bob for apples.
Cat.
Cat is a name, and I said we aren't allowed to use nicknames, so
yeah.
You accept it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will, as in the legal document that...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Notes.
Right, as in rights?
Yes.
Toilet, as in...
Yeah,
pretty.
I saw the Thomas badge, but I don't know if that would qualify.
I've never seen someone with the name Twilight.
Has anyone in the audience seen someone with a name Twilight?
Because it's also
a
name.
I work in a pet clothing.
I got a
question. We'll take it. Let's see here. One more round for all three of you here. So here we go.
Well, yes.
Yes, let's go. Art? Yes, as in, yeah, as in making art. And I guess I know people's names at the end that are art. Go ahead, nice job.
Nail, as in nail.
Nailed it.
Nail.
Oh, okay. What?
Nailed it. Richard, as in.
Richard's already said.
Oh, he said rich.
And as I said, better than the alternative.
Now I'm crying.
He's just a dick.
Ren, can you eliminate?
Would have worked.
Let's go.
It's a name.
So Tory is the name, and that is also a derogatory term used for supporters of the British Empire during the American
Revolution. He takes it.
I think that's also
the Japanese word used for meat.
Is it?
I think
yes.
So. I didn't know that. So that I was actually thinking of that before you mentioned it. So I was just thinking, yeah, that's actually good. Good job.
All
right. Rich, what do you want to do next?
There's somewhere.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Actually, wait, I think I can give you.
Is there a cup back there somewhere?
I see a cup right there.
By the way,
I was going to go with something in it.
There's a cup right there.
Name 150 Pokemon.
That's we might be here for a while.
You could just
actually,
go
through. No, wait, what's the first Pokemon?
Because,
do
you want to go to question 20?
Ooh.
Nope. Do 20 for a group of 4.
Okay, yeah, that's super.
What's 10 to the question Pokemon?
Okay. You want to do question 16?
Yes.
This is, you know, people haven't really done very well with this question, so I'm going to try it again. Here we go. All right. Beforehand, I have done a geography quiz when it comes to states, countries, and continents. Let's go even further and take this question into the world of astronomy. To survive this round, name me all the planets in the solar system, but you must name them from largest to smallest. And Pluto does not count as a planet anymore.
Fight me.
I still love Pluto, though. Okay. All right. Now, the last person to answer was actually you, Ren. So we're going to start with Alex here. This is in the money. Whoever wins this. That's why, guys. Here we go. Whoever wins this goes on to the bonus round. I'll start with you, Alex. Name us the biggest planet in the solar system.
Saturn?
What
is the biggest planet in the solar system?
Jupiter!
You won the game! Wow, that was easy.
I was like, is Uranus or Neptune bigger?
You know, okay, let's play along with the audience. You know that Jupiter's the biggest. Then what's the next biggest after that?
Saturn.
Now, what is the next biggest after that?
Uranus.
I say it's a proper way. Then Neptune. But then what's the, and then the remaining four planets, so what's after Neptune?
Earth.
Yep.
Venus. Mars.
Sailor
Moon.
All right, so I didn't know that you're hanging out now.
I don't know
Ren,
what I would have said.
Ren, pick me a number from 1 to 10, except for 7.
3.
You did really well.
5.
Okay, so that was 500 in the beginning?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Now, did you see the last bonus round?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure you have an understanding as to how it works. All right, here we go. Let's try to win you 5,000 yen, Ren.
Get that yen. Get that yen, Ren. Get that yen, Ren.
All right, does anyone in the audience, well, actually, just like, again, in the audience, please be nice and quiet here. Do not shout out anything. All right, so again, you have four potential shots at winning the bonus round. We're going to start with the bottom row. We've hidden four things here. And here is what we're looking for. We are looking for you to name anything associated with the New England Patriots. Anything. And I'm talking anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Irish coaches, you know.
Anything. Exactly. 15 seconds. Are you ready? Yeah, here we go. Football.
Tom Brady. American flags.
Sir, you got one. That's all that matters. Tom Brady, and what did we not mention?
Belichick.
Nope, actually, he's not on there. So all the trophies. Who's the owner?
Deflategate.
Robert Kraft. And then where do they play?
Foxborough.
Oh, this next one. All right. Wow. I'll give you a few extra seconds to think about this. All right, here we go. Okay. Name any word that begins or ends with the letters P-A-N. Any word that begins or ends with the letters P-A-N. Now, I will give you a little bit of a hint. The answers that I have hidden are no longer than six letters.
Okay.
All three words are no longer are shorter than six letters in length. Okay? So any word at all. You've got some in mind? Just think of any here. Okay, we're going to start the timer. Are you ready? 15 seconds.
Go.
Ready, and go.
Say anything.
Say anything.
I can't.
No.
Say pan and something else.
There is no way.
Yes, and yes.
Panda, Panama.
You know,
said
what are we in right now?
Panel.
Japan is up there.
Begins around.
It's a Japanese panda panel. Congratulations.
All right. Let's give Ren a round of applause.